Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Debbie Glimbachy is the owner of the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha. Kenosha, starting today, said, you know what? We're going to open up. Kenosha County says we're not going to follow the governor's orders. They're going to align themselves with the Supreme Court decision. They're going to open up. And then if a bar wants to open up, a restaurant wants to open up, they can be elbow to elbow or whatever their version of that is there. So, Debbie, that's you. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Were you guys open yesterday?
No. We thought we may have been able to open yesterday, but then, as maybe you know, Kenosha decided that we were not going to be able to be opened, and then they changed their mind again.
So today you can open up for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. By the time this call is over, they may have changed their mind again.
It could happen.
What is the Brat Stop?
What is the Brat Stop?
I know that's not. I know what the Brat Stop is, but for those who don't, tell us what the Brat Stop is.
Okay. We are a bar, restaurant, banquet hall, entertainment, cheese market. It seems like we have everything here. Venue. We've been open since 1961. Started out as a little 7-stool bar with a grill behind the bar, and we make and sell. Well, we don't make the bratwurst, but we cook bratwurst and sell them. So we sell brats and beer and
stuff
cheese,
like that. And you have then seating area and a bar still.
We do. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're pretty large. I mean, we have our capacity is over 2,000.
Hokey smokes, really.
Yeah,
That may include the banquet area, right? I mean, if what about the bar and the restaurant? How many can you seat there?
The bar and the restaurant, we can seat over 600 people. So,
wow.
Seating-wise, yes.
That would be my high school. I graduated from a school of 600 people, but we digress. So how many people will you accommodate if they show up today? Have you limited the capacity or anything?
Well, our plan is, right now, and this is all a work, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. Our plan is to seat every other table.
So you would do 300 people today if you could.
I don't think it's going to be that way. It may be busy. We've had quite a few phone calls, but
what time do you open up?
We're shooting for 2:00.
So do you have your kegs and tappers all lined up?
Well, I just saw the beer our beer salesman out here talking with my right-hand man about when they can get in here and put some new half barrels on, because we still had some old ones that they'll take back because their beer's no good anymore.
Really, but think about that. Everybody had to shut down, so you've got probably dozens of kegs now, right?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to drink it.
I'm worried about the brats. I mean, are you up and running with food supplies?
We have been doing carryouts. And as I said, we call it the cheese market. So it's just a deli. And so we've been selling brats to go and frozen brats and sauces and cheese. So we've still been selling that kind of stuff. Obviously not to the extent we did when we were open with the restaurant.
How much did your business go down?
Oh my gosh. Well, my husband likes to be the numbers guy, and he's not here. He'd tell you exactly what we're down, but
off half.
I would say that 75%.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
how many people do you employ?
Full time equivalent, which I had to learn when applying for the PPP. Full time equivalent is 57.
Yeah.
So we have like 115 full and part time people.
Wow. And how many people have been working during the pandemic?
We've kept about 20 of them on.
Yeah, so that's 80 people or so. And I ask all those numbers just to sort of impress upon myself anyway how tough it is for you and your people. And yet at the same time, though, Debbie, some people are scratching their heads saying, are you people crazy up there? What do you say to them?
Well, I don't think that we're crazy. I think we're just trying to live. And you know, we're going to be responsible or as responsible as we can, but everybody's in charge of their own lives. So, you know, it's their responsibility also to keep 6 feet away from people that they don't know or that they're afraid of.
Are you going to, so will the staff be wearing masks?
That's still a debate here. I think right now we're making it optional. I have a meeting this afternoon, a Zoom meeting, which my daughter has to show me how to do because I'm old, I guess.
No, you're not. No, you're not. But wait, hold on a second. So, I mean, like here in Illinois, when we do get to dip our toe into our restaurants, mm-hmm. we're going to be wearing, the staff will absolutely be wearing masks. And I think a lot of the customers will be, too. They'll take them off, take a bite, maybe put them back on. I don't know how they're going to do it, but the staff
exactly.
will be wearing masks. The idea that you would put 300 people in a shared air and not have everybody at least serving the food wearing masks is kind of amazing to me.
I have no, as I said, we really haven't come up with the exact plan. We've only just found this information out that we were able to open last night. So it's still up for debate.
Yeah,
It's not a rule. It's not a law.
It's not as of today. Yeah.
So
no, it's not.
You spread everyone out. You're near capacity, and you have a family from Racine coming in or a family from Belvedere. Are you going to shut out the Illinoisans, or are you expecting many Illinoisans?
I expect that most of them will probably be Illinoisans.
Yeah, do you? Really? Why do you say that?
I've been getting a lot of phone calls, and those area codes that I see on there are not ours.
And do you care?
Do I care?
Well,
what do you mean?
Well, the density of Chicago is greater, and the prevalence of COVID-19 is higher from Belvedere South. So if you wanted to roll the dice and say, what's the safest course, better to feed somebody from Appleton than somebody from Chicago?
Well, I'm not checking IDs to see where they're from.
Yeah.
I just think that people need to be smart and respectful and just, you know, do the best to make everybody safe as they're comfortable.
Well,
I don't know.
Tell me that again, though. So the response you've been getting, you think you're going to have a pretty sizable Illinois crowd?
I feel that is probably the case, yes.
Based on what again?
Based on phone calls. Yeah. Lots of phone calls.
And, you know, I saw one of the Chamber of Commerce people from Lake Geneva, and she said, bring it. We want to see the Illinois plates up here, which is kind of funny because your governor, I think, has been saying things like, maybe all ought to stay down there. They don't want us to go to our Wisconsin houses, those of
right.
us who are lucky enough to have them. I mean, we're kind of getting mixed signals from north of the Cheddar Curtain here, Debbie.
The Cheddar Curtain. I love it. Well, I mean, that's from him up there in his, you know, whatever he lives in, safely away from everybody and everything. No, we welcome Illinois. I would never say, we welcome Illinois beforehand. So why would I not want them here now? I mean.
And I'm getting the sense of your feeling about all of this, but you're not worried about getting sick or your customers getting sick or your employees getting sick?
Well, I'm worried about anybody getting sick, but it's not my responsibility to keep them well. I mean, anybody who wants to wear a mask, if that's what makes them feel like they're going to be safe, is welcome to wear a mask. I mean, we've got the sanitizers, we got everything cleaned. You know, I've got a list of what I want everybody to do as far mm-hmm. as, you know, rinsing their hands with the sanitizer as often as possible.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask, will you offer us a discount if we get a speeding ticket on our way? Because usually the police are waiting for us at the border.
That's the welcome wagon from Wisconsin for Illinois, you know.
Again, it is your responsibility to keep yourself safe, yes. And that would include speeding
If we're at the bar at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, will I be sitting right next to somebody? You're not going to exercise 6 feet of distance between bar patrons, are you?
We're spacing out the bars. They're out there actually removing at least half, but I haven't had a chance to go out there and look because, as you can imagine, I've got a whole boatload of things going on here this morning. So we're spacing out. We're going to suggest that people that come in together can sit together, and then the bartenders can move that next stool down farther. It's going to be up to the people who come in here. how comfortable they are and what they want to do. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Walmart or Woodman's or any of those places, and I know it's just, I don't want to say, I don't know what the right word is, but everybody keeps using them as examples, probably because they've gotten to stay open this whole time. You know, you're walking past people all the time. They can have all the marks on the floors that they want, but everybody's kind of doing pretty much whatever they want to do.
Debbie Gumbacki is the owner of the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha. I'm out of time, Debbie. Good luck to you. Stay safe up
right
there.
And take care.
As profitable as you can. The news is coming up.